London's LBC 97.3.
Correct.
0870
9090973.
Nick Abbott.
Hi, honey. How are you?
He broke his leg.
I saw that, poor chap.
He must have the most gigantic bones in there. It's taking forever to mend them.
Well, that wouldn't be nice, would it? Was he skiing when he did it?
That's right. Mm. Can you believe that he's the governor of California? Arnold Schwarzenegger? Oh, come on. Mind you, we've got Lembit-O-Pick. So we can't, you know, we've
got... That's true.
Yeah, we got Ken Livingstone.
Hello. You love Ken, don't you?
I wonder where he's spending Christmas.
I don't know.
Somewhere warm, I bet.
On a bendy bus.
Is he back from Venezuela?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's left, I think he's left some people that we're paying for in an office in Venezuela, which is nice for them.
In return for some oil for us.
No one has any idea. I mean, like, we wouldn't get the oil anyway. I believe we'll be paying for it. It's not free. What was the point of that, then? Let's have, Ealing. Oh, Carol.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, Carol.
Well, you sounded so sad because nobody had phoned you. I thought I'd better. I was standing in the kitchen working and I thought, this guy needs somebody to speak to him.
Oh.
I like that. It's Christmas. Well, go on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it didn't feel remotely Christmassy this year, did it?
Nope.
Strange, that.
Never mind.
I think there was just something in the air where people just thought, well, no, not this year, we thought.
Well, it's not too bad, but you were talking about, A, the Beatles, and I don't like them very much.
Right.
I'm with you there.
Oh, it's not that I don't like them.
No,
it's
they're not the best.
No, no, they aren't. They're just so wildly over,
overrated?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm with you there. I can't think who I do like better, but I'm not particularly moved by them. And, people in the house have actually gone out for a walk today.
I can face it, because it just looks so...
dull.
Uninviting outside.
Well, when you've got a little six-year-old and a dog, it's better to get them out. Very quickly.
Right. Because the mess, if you don't.
No, my nerves would be shredded.
Right. So somebody else is taking care of that.
Oh, yeah.
And you're busying yourself clearing up from the mess from yesterday.
No, I'm just making some turkey soup, which makes me sound really...
Turkey soup?
Yeah, which makes me very funny.
Oh, that sounds horrible. I never heard of such a thing. Turkey soup?
Haven't you?
Chicken soup, yes.
No, 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 no. You've got a turkey carcass, you shove them all in two saucepans, throw loads of fresh vegetables at it. Put the lids on, I want some water, and go away and leave it.
That sounds about the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
It's the tastiest, trust me.
Well,
I do it once a year, because I only have turkey once a year.
The first ingredient was turkey carcass.
Yeah.
Carcass?
Yeah.
There's got to be a nicer word for it than that.
All right, the internal movements of a...
movements? Oh, it's getting worse.
But you don't think about it, because all those bits come out before you... blend it, so it just takes all... Shut up, Nick.
That's going to be lunch.
Get off the idea now.
Hideous.
No, it will be nice.
Mm.
It's some really French, crusty French bread.
Right.
Tomorrow. Possibly. Or the dustbin might find it. But apart from that, are you having a good time?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Yeah. Going for a meal this evening that somebody else will make. Very much looking forward to not doing any dishes.
That would be good.
You just show up with a bottle of wine, and then they do everything, and you leave. Leave it all behind.
Do you want to take somebody else with you? This is how I cooked all day yesterday, and I've cooked all day today.
And what manner of love did you get from the family for doing all that? None whatsoever, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that was great, Mum. Upstairs into their rooms.
Right.
Mm.
And that was it?
Mm.
And how many hours did it take?
Well, I prepared everything on Christmas Eve, shoved everything in the oven on Christmas Day. I must admit my husband, bless his heart, washed up for me.
Big deal.
Well, yeah. What can you expect from a man? Oh, sorry, didn't mean to say that.
So in hours, what, 4 hours, 5 hours?
It was...
including the shopping, mind.
Oh, God, including the shopping. You're looking at a good 10 hours altogether.
10 hours? 10 hours of preparation?
Yeah, time you've cooked, time you've bought, time you've prepared, time you've cooked, time you've dished up, time you've straightened up. Yeah, 10 hours.
And
that's 2 days.
These aren't, this is not like a casual 10 hours. It's not like work that I do here. I'm sitting and just, you know, this is not like work.
I've even got a blister on my index finger on my right hand where I've peeled the vegetables.
Exactly.
I've suffered here.
Stressful physical work. Not even in Basra.
Sorry for me.
Are they having difficulty like you had in the kitchen over the weekend? And what you got for it was 4 syllables. That was great mum.
But I mean, I can hear the sympathy in your voice now. I'm impressed.
I am sympathetic. I'm on your side, Carol.
Oh, bless.
And,
you can come to dinner next Christmas.
You shouldn't have to lift a finger. Why are you in the kitchen now? You shouldn't have to lift a finger.
Because I can listen to LBC in here. And they're watching stupid sport. They're watching sport on television.
So it's your little,
I prefer to listen to LBC.
Your little hideaway.
Yeah. It's quite nice. It's quite cosy. And I can eat what I like, and nobody can see me. I'm sick of myself.
All right. Well, it's a nice snapshot of life over at yours. Thanks for that, Carol.
All right, my dear.
Ta-ra.
Happy New Year.
Cheers.
Thanks. Bye.
Here's Streatham. Hello, Jonathan. Oops. Hey, Jonathan.
Are you all right?
Yes, I am. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay. You sound very low-toned. I don't know why.
I sound low-toned.
Yes.
Well, it must be. I think that you get. The sound of corpulence, that's what that is.
Is it?
Yeah, the all the mince pies and the chocolate and the pizza and the cheese and all of that has congealed about 3 feet of fat around my windpipe, and that's what you're hearing right now. Doesn't that sound sexy?
No, not really, no.
Well,
just having some unravels, and I thought I'd pull up and lighten you a bit, because you were saying you didn't have many calls. And I wondered why that was. Why do you think that is? Because of Christmas, or is it because Ian Lee's not here?
I think it's, well, you see, when you step into someone else's show, on a talk show, you're walking into someone else's party, and people are going, who the hell's this bloke? I don't like it, they'll say. Oh, I don't like this, they'll say. Well, anything that's changing, because people get very attached to their talk show host, you see.
Yeah, but you have sat in for Ian on many occasions during the year. I'm sure you have. I've heard you many a time.
Yeah.
In the afternoon.
So now there's a bit of that. There's a bit of, who the hell's this bloke? Why aren't I hearing someone go pretty like that?
So you do listen to the show then?
Of course I do, yeah. and there's a little bit of, no one's got any energy anymore because we've eaten the calorie that you'd normally intake over a week in one day.
And drank too much, obviously.
Exactly.
A serious question for you, Nick. Did you used to work for a music station on the other side a few years ago? Is that the same Nick Abbott?
Yeah, well, I do work for a music station on the other side.
You know, the one with the boss who's on now on the BBC, that station. Am I allowed to mention it or not?
Boss who's on now on the BBC?
Yep.
The boss who's on now on the Oh, that boss, right. Yeah,
it's the same Nick Abbott, isn't it?
Yeah, that's me, Nick Abbott, yeah.
Yeah, that's you. So what is it about this music industry, DJ stroke, whatever, presenter, whatever you want to call it? It's just like a round-robin thing, the way you leave one station and you go to another one, then you go to this one. So you would leave LBC eventually, and then you go on to another radio station. How does that work? Is it your CV or what? I'm always baffled by that.
Well, it's the business of show. It's just the way it goes, you know, and there's no such thing as security anymore, and we just hop and change. Usually it's a new management comes in. New management comes in, and they want all their mates to be on the air. And I think I was fired twice at that station that you're urging to tell me what it is, but you can't bring yourself to do it.
No, but you're not going to allow me to say. You know who I'm talking about, or what station I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Somewhere in on the other side of
Yeah. You don't have to spell it out. I did it. I was more precise than you. I said, urging to tell me which one it is. Get it?
Yes, I got it.
Yeah. So I was fired once, and then when they fired the man that fired me, they hired me back, and then we had, well, they changed management about every 6 months over there, and I lasted longer than everybody bar one person who is still there. He must be bored out of his mind.
So So is it your agent that gets you this? Say if, for example, you were going to leave LBC and to go somewhere else, or if your contract was not renewed,
yeah.
Would it be up to your agent to get you another job, or would it be you in person who would then apply? Because it's never advertised, is it? I never ever see advertisers say, oh, we're looking for a presenter on whatever station.
Right, let me put that to the show business community. Do you think that that an agent would get me more work?
Your agent, Nick,
I tried having an agent for a little while, and it didn't make the slightest bit of difference. The first thing that he said to me was, you know what, agents don't get you work. And I said,
what?
Well, what's the point of you then? And you know what? He was true to his word. He didn't get me any work. So no, I don't have an agent. What's the point?
So you got this job yourself then? This LBC job, you got it off your own back?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should follow your rules then, because I think I could do this job actually.
What, this job right here?
Yes.
Any fool could do this job. It's just talking. Can you talk?
I think I can string together a sentence.
Have you got a mouth at the front of your head?
I think so.
Oh, well, then you're hired. It's 4:15. What's her name?
No, she's gone home now.
Oh, no travel now. You see, now...
What have I done wrong?
It was written there perfectly clearly. All I had to do was read it. No travel now! Exclamation mark. What, is that for the benefit of the stupid?
So she's just for you.
She's shouting at me now, Alex. But we do have some important messages.
London's LBC 97.3. 0870 9090973. Nick Abbott.
Hey, Tallulah.
How are you?
Hey, you.
Hey.
Did you have a bird for Christmas?
What did I have?
Did you, no. Were you tempted to cook up your parrot?
No, I didn't have anything what I normally have. I mean, other way around. I stuck to exactly what I normally have, because
But nothing special?
No.
Well, what did you have then?
What I normally have, nuts and all the good stuff.
Nuts.
What is so funny? That's so good. It's good for your nerves, vitamin B.
Right. You had nuts?
Well, it's part of it. And all these bits and pieces.
Nuts? Is that what you ate? Nuts? What, nuts and seeds? Did you scatter them on the ground and peck at them?
You're very funny. Oh, just have a good mixture of those raisin nuts bits and...
Right.
I put in some salty nuts as well, those funny big boards. I can't say the name.
The what?
It starts with M, those big...
Macadamia.
Ones. Yes, sir. They are good, aren't they?
Yeah.
But they're normally a bit too salty, so I make a mixture of unsalted nuts and raisins.
The thing with macadamia nuts is they're a bit like hard fat. I mean, it's less like a nut and more like congealed fat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. But do you know what?
What?
I've done the cream cracker test.
Oh, right. Lucy brought in some, without mentioning any brand names, Jacob's cream crackers, the other night, and bet me. Did you bet me? Was there an actual wager? I can't remember. You didn't call me on it.
I set you the cracker challenge, because you were convinced that you could easily devour three biscuits in 2 minutes.
Yeah, it seems like the easiest thing in the world. Try this at home, if you've got a spare 2 minutes. Get three Jacob's cream crackers and try and eat them without drinking. Eat three of them in 2 minutes. And I thought, that's the easiest thing in the world. No problem there. And you know what? It's completely and utterly impossible. The first half, you think, I haven't had one of these in a while. This is lovely. And then after the first one, you think, I'm getting a bit dry here. And by the end of the second one, not even Sahara is this dry, you think. I'll never be able to swallow again. And it turns into, like concrete in your mouth. It's impossible to do. And how did you do, Tallulah?
Well, my test took place at 10 to 3 today. I have not eaten at all at that time, so I was rather very hungry. So I looked at the clock and it started, and, actually, I need a minute for a cracker. I was convinced I would make it within no time, but it's impossible.
It is. And that's something you could You could win a lot of money by doing this. By this, if we set, took this out on the road, Luce, by this time next year, we'll be millionaires.
Doing the cracker challenge across the UK.
That's right.
Yeah, great.
I was absolutely stunned, to be honest. after the clock went 1.5 way around, I thought, no, that can't be. That must have been just half. But then I thought, no, but I started it. I saw it already on half. So I was stunned.
Yeah, not since Paul Newman tried to eat the boiled eggs in, what was that movie? He was in prison and he was eating the, you know, the one he was eating the boiled eggs and,
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Wasn't he eating the boiled eggs in that movie? Lucy's Googling it furiously. Come on, Alex, it's a bloke's movie, you must remember this. He ate about 50 boiled eggs. When he was in prison down south.
Well, and what time?
What time? Oh, it was about 2:30.
No, very funny. 50 eggs? In what period of time?
Blimey, I don't know. Paul Newman eating boiled eggs film. Lucy's Googling it. And she's come up with...
Not very much at the moment.
Not very much, no. Cool Hand Luke is the correct answer. Cool Hand Luke. Shame on you for not knowing that, Alex.
I'm shamed.
Not since he tried to eat that has anything quite so difficult. It's the hardest thing you've ever put in your mouth, right? Right, Tallulah?
But you have to ask me what my budgie is doing.
Hey, what's happening with your parrot?
He's overweight. I did weigh him today, and he gained 4 gram in 3 days, and he's on a diet.
Well, whose fault's that?
Mine, because I let him just sit in his little thing on my back.
Yeah.
I was so busy with other things.
Does he, if you don't know, Tallulah has a small parrot that she carries around in a plastic bag in public. Does the parrot actually jump into the bag, or do you have to catch it and stuff it in head first?
No, first there are 2 big seats. And he jumps after them, so he's in there. Done.
So he has to be lured in.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
that's it.
There's another method as well. I switch off all the lights, have just a torch, and catch him while he's sitting wherever he sits, on a picture or whatever. And because he can't see in the dark, but I can see because I've got a little torch, I just catch him. Says, yes, got you.
But we better make it clear that he actually enjoys this process, right?
Absolutely. And he went on the top 100 yesterday.
He what?
He was at number 81. You know, the best top 100 moments of LBC?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was yesterday, over about 5-6 hours.
And you catching your parrot was at number 81?
81, we were with Paul Ross, proved that Sammy can say prompt, I love you. And Paul Ross was rather stunned, and it was very funny.
Well, I've never been so charmed.
Oh, really?
Perfect for this time of year.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the news, Tallulah.
Okay, then.
All right, ta-ra.
All right.
How many times did I appear in that top 100? Here's one in Tottenham. Hello, Maureen.
Oh, hello.
Maureen.
Yes.
How are you, dear?
Oh, I'm on the radio.
It sounds like you.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Maureen.
I hope that last call has got a British passport.
Why?
Pardon?
Why?
Well, in case she's a, you know, an illegal immigrant.
Well, I think we allow people from Europe in these days, yeah.
A lot
of people would disagree with that policy. Huh?
She sounds like a nice lady.
Yeah. So do you.
Well, thank you very much.
So what did you call about, Maureen?
I wanted to talk about the one and only Mr. Michael Jackson.
Oh, no. Yes?
I believe he's the future. He's above his time, and he's going to be big again.
Right.
Because of my son-in-law, he lives in Canada. He works for a national newspaper, and he was sent to Santa Maria to cover the trial. 6 months.
Yeah.
And he was stitched up for the money, no question. I mean, the mother, she's accused other people. You know, she's taught her children to lie in the past. It's disgusting what they're doing to him.
I did find it a little weird. I can't remember the actual ins and outs of the... Rephrase that. I can't remember the actual details of the trial itself, but...
You didn't follow the trial, no?
Well, you know, I read it as it went... I skimmed it.
Well, I'm telling you the facts, that's all.
All right.
I'm not giving my opinion.
No, this is not your opinion. This is the facts, Jack.
Everything the prosecution, the defence, they were 95% right.
Right.
They could prove it. They said, oh, Michael Jackson tried to kidnap the mother for 3 days in a room, and she was shopping.
Shopping?
Silly tale. They do it to everybody. They right. did it They did it to Princess Diana and John Lennon. Because he knows too much, that's what it is, come on. He's a big star, isn't he?
So, yeah. Are you saying that the government actually, it was the right. The death of John Lennon was perpetrated by the government. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, without a question. You knew right. too much about the politicians and the government.
Who, John Lennon?
Oh yes, he was going to get into politics.
John Lennon?
Oh yes, he was.
That Mister, wouldn't it be nice to not have any possessions? Well, yeah, if you've got 100 million quid in the bank, it'd be super. You could just give them up and walk out the front door, couldn't you?
That's right. I mean, they were scared because the public loved John Lennon.
I don't know. Since he released that, woman, that dreary song, I think we fell out of love with him really quickly, yeah.
Oh, you're into your rock music, aren't you?
I do like a bit of rock and roll.
Yeah, like a rocky music.
Yeah.
Rock and roll!
Why not?
Well, I'm a fan of all music.
Yeah, well, so am I. You can't only like one type of music. What kind of a harebrain would only like one kind of music? You've got to like everything. I like, jazz and country and soul.
Did you like James Brown at all?
Dorrance. You know what? Not really. No. Although what James Brown did, I think, he had the first house music before house music had even been invented, because basically a lot of his songs were very long, like 7 minutes long, and they were mostly instrumental with him just saying, interjecting the same thing over and over with in a very repetitive way. He'd go, like that every now and again, and get down like that, which was basically what house what people who make house music do. Is that it's the same 4/4 over and over and over, and then you know, on the first beat of every bar, there'll be a clap or whatever. They'll just interject some little minimalistic thing that people who are off their faces on the dance floor will just think, this is great. This is you know, actual true art, which is the way it sounds. You know, when you're eyes are like saucers and it's 6 o'clock in the morning. You've been dancing for the past 3 days. But that was actually the first house music. A lot of people think that it came from Chicago and it was all, you know, it only started when it was made by machines. But James Brown was doing it by hand, so to speak. But no, I didn't really like James Brown. I like James Brown even less than I like the Beatles. I would never play a James Brown record.
So you like the Beatles, no?
Not particularly, no. I mean, they're all right, but I wouldn't actually sit down and listen to one of their, you know, tunes.
They're beautiful songs, isn't they, though? Beautiful melodies.
Right.
Who's your favourite singer?
Favourite singer?
Or your favourite band?
My favourite, okay, probably for purely, for reasons that he was the first one that I ever liked, you know, after I stopped the first sort of grown-up music that I hooked on to. It's a bloke called Joe Walsh. And Maureen, you're thinking, who?
I am.
So yeah. I haven't helped at all, really, have I?
No, I just trying to think what type of music you're in, you know, what you like.
Right, well, nip down to, you know, your local record store and pick up a couple of Joe Walsh albums, all right?
Right, it's country.
It's a little bit country, it's a little bit rock and roll, like Donny and Marie.
Oh!
Call me back and tell me if you like him, okay?
I do, okay.
All right, ta-ra.
Bye-bye.
She absolutely will not do that. You like Joe Walsh there, Luz?
I've not heard Joe Walsh.
No clue at all. Ask your husband.
Okay, he'll know, would he?
Yeah. What's your taste in music?
Oh, it's quite varying, really.
We'll sum it up, shall we? Awful.
London's LBC 97.3. Nick Abbott. 0870-9090-973.
Are you trying to tell me that this is your act?
You know that they're trying to, they once again, it seems to come round, like Christmas, with that regularity, that they're saying that we shouldn't have put the clocks back. Spring forward, fall back. Yeah, put the clocks back. Now they're saying not only should we not put the clocks back, but we should put them forward twice. In other words...
So we keep it lighter for longer.
Yeah, in other words, not put it forward 1 hour in the summertime, put it forward 2 hours
summertime. I thought we go backwards in the summer.
No, spring forward, fall back.
Okay.
Why is it that when we think of, when we're trying to work something out, we think about things, we do exactly what you just did there, and we look at the ceiling?
Because you go to your... Well, your left brain is your academic one, isn't it? And your right brain is your creative.
What, speaking as a psychologist, you mean?
Oh, no.
You've got no idea what you're talking about.
I've learnt this.
Yeah, you've learnt it really
well.
Sounds
good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's true, isn't it? Isn't the right brain creative?
I don't think you can really nail it down quite that specifically.
Oh. I like to make it simple.
Right. But what's that got to do with looking up, though?
Well, because you said looking up, and I suppose automatically you sort of go to your brain to think.
Well, you're looking at your brain. You're trying to swivel your eyes in their sockets.
Trying to recount when I changed the clock, and I was convinced that when we went back to darkness, into winter, that we put the clocks back.
Yeah.
Fall.
Which is just exactly what I just said.
Spring forward, fall
back. Spring forward, fall back. Fall as in autumn.
No, because we must have gone forward to bring the hour nearer, so it's dark.
No, but thanks for playing. I find it difficult to get my head around it every single year. So if the clocks go backwards, then if it's 2 o'clock now, it's going to be 3, or is it...
Okay, let's pretend we're going to spring tomorrow, so now it would be...
5:34. It's 4:34 now. Huh?
Yeah, you're right. 5:34. Yeah.
Lucy, I think the hairspray that you've been using today is...
melting my brain.
Yeah, it's leaking in your skin. You're losing your mind.
I know. Shall I go?
No, don't go. But the majority of people in Britain, except for Scotland, now favour switching to a double summertime, which is exactly what I just said. So in the spring... Not only are they saying that we'll go 1 hour ahead, they're going to go 2 hours ahead.
Oh, I like that.
That sounds great. So at the peak of summer, it will actually still be light, almost at midnight.
Think how drunk people would be, though.
You have to...
They would, though. Londoners, they'd be out having a wonderful time, out al fresco, dining and drinking.
But that's exactly what they predicted when they went with 24-hour drinking, which I've seen precious little of, by the way. When they ban cigarettes, then I'll start to go out to pubs again. I just can't bear it anymore. I'd rather stay in.
Oh, I can't wait for the cigarette ban. That'd be great.
Isn't it fantastic?
Yeah.
There's a pub that's opened near me just recently, and they've just had a big refit. And they banned smoking on the moment that they reopened, because I imagine that they've got all of this, they've covered all the chairs in nice...
Yeah. That's a great
cloth
idea.
And so on, and they've got the curtains and all that, and they don't want to ruin it just for 6 months of smoking, because they're going to have to ban it anyway, right? So they've started already. And you know what? It kind of feels almost as though you're on holiday. It feels immediately you don't notice the difference. You notice there's something not quite right, almost as though you're not out, you're still at home.
Is it busy?
Oh, yeah, it's just as busy as it ordinarily would be.
Any loiterers outside chugging away?
Oh, right. I don't know. I was inside at the time. They can do whatever they like outside.
That's the only thing that I think is always a bit silly. When I went to New York and they had the ban, lots of people at our table had to get up and go out and just hover on the street smoking a cigarette.
Right.
But that just looks stupid, doesn't it?
Well, I don't care.
No, I know. But it must make a smoker feel foolish. Do you not think?
Well, you know what? When they're at work, I'm sure they have a little sense of satisfaction that while everyone else is beavering away,
yes,
they're outside enjoying the sunshine.
Extra breaks.
Yes. Because they're drug addicts. Isn't that terrible?
I know. But, and also, if I left my desk just to wander around...
Yeah, exactly.
People would think I was barking.
I'm just going off to take some drugs. I'll leave my jacket on the back of my chair. I am coming back. It's incredible,
back in
really.
10.
Yeah. So they get extra breaks at work, but they, so I can't wait till that happens. But anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the summertime.
Oh, yeah, sorry, so 2 hours ahead.
Well, a poll showing backing for the change throughout England comes as MPs prepare to debate a private members' bill introduced by Tim Yeo.
Good name.
I know, Yeo Blair. Tim Yeo, who is proposing that the country switch to European time for a 3-year experiment. Why do they do things so much better than we do in almost every respect in Europe? I mean, what is it? What is wrong with this country that we... Not only are our citizenry being assailed by more laws and ever greater tax burden than anywhere else in the whole wide world, but we're also less free to do whatever we want when we want to do it. And the result of that is that... That we are ever drunker and more stoned and more pregnant at an earlier age than any other country practically in the world.
I know.
We've got more people wagging their finger in our face, sending us to sit on the naughty step with the receipt for a fine in our pockets than anywhere else in the whole of Europe, I bet you, or in the Western world. Hmm. And the result of that is, I mean, the result of all this don't drink and don't smoke and don't get stoned and... What's that?
That's Alex's phone.
When will that man put his phone on vibrate?
I don't know if I want to hear it vibrating either. Because it makes terrible noise if phones vibrate, doesn't it? Does that sort of...
I tell you what, the one thing that I wish I'd invented... Hmm. Not paper clips, not Tetra Paks... Well, it would be nice to have some of the money that they've got coming in. But wouldn't it have been great to be just sitting in your... shed in the bottom of your garden, and you've got some, I don't even know what it is, but some tiny little thing that when you pass an electric current through it, it vibrates violently. And you thought, well, that's amusing. What will I ever do with that? And then you send it to somebody who runs a phone business, and say, oh, well, I'll tell you what, we'll stick it in a phone, and people will be able to get a phone call without it actually bothering anybody else, without the sound of Philip from Norwood saying, hoodies, Alex.
Or the cat's eye. I would have liked to have developed that too.
Yeah, but that's just a little bit boring though, isn't it? Because
well,
it just sits there.
Is it
there.
Any more boring than a vibration? Well.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Maybe.
Is that Jethro again?
Looks like
well,
it,
I
yeah.
know we haven't got any calls, but you can't call twice. Oh, all right, this once, as it's Christmas. Yes, mate?
2-for-1.
A twofer.
Or a loyalty card.
Yeah, that's
now,
right.
Listen, no, it's relevant. Irrelevant. I'll play something to you, and you tell me why it's relevant. I'll come back to you in 30 seconds, okay? Deal?
30?
20.
This is a packed show. We haven't 20. Got 30 seconds. Oh, just a fritter away on this.
I have a hard bargain. Listen to this.
Go ahead. Joe Walsh. Rocky Mountain Way. Hey, Lou, so we're going to have to pay for this. Pay for play. Huh?
Who's that?
Well, that's Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way from...
So long as he doesn't play more than 30 seconds.
Oh, right, okay, well, that's...
I've done it, 15.
Just under, from the album, The Smoker You Drink, The Play You Get.
Oh, yeah, and where did he come from originally?
What town?
No, what band?
Oh, the James Gang.
And then he went and played with...
The Eagles.
And he's brilliant.
Go on, ask me another one, smart-ass.
Okay, who did Neil Young originally play with in California before they formed Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young?
Buffalo Springfield.
Okay. What books have you been reading?
I work on a rock station, mate. I've been buying this music my whole life.
Okay, where did the Doobie Brothers come from?
What town?
Yeah, what state? Or, yeah, where
oh, California.
Oh, I did that. I didn't know that.
See? You got that one wrong.
It's the best music ever. Doobie Brothers, Allman Brothers, Lynyrd Skynyrd, all that stuff. Excellent.
The
Kings of Leon have tried to recreate it, I think, but I haven't heard much of their work.
Everybody that's released an album in the last year has tried to recreate things that have happened over the past 30. It's all the same. It's all like Pink Floyd said on Dark Side of the Moon. Everything's been done under the sun. Same old, over and over and over.
Yeah, but we've got to go on living, haven't we? So sometimes
Oh, well, I suppose so.
You establish a tradition, don't you? Is there such a thing? The new is now... is not possible, is it, I think?
New is the new old. Is that
exactly
what you're saying?
Yeah. I've had my two for one. I've got to say goodbye because I'm going to hog the station.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Quite right, too. Whatever it was he just said. I got everyone right. There was a moment of panic there. I thought, oh, God, what's he going to ask me now? But I think I came through with flying colours.
You should do Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Well, it's like I said once, that I did pick up that book, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire book.
Mm.
And, of course, you go straight to the million-pound questions. And, much to my amazement, I knew one.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. You're responding as though this is the first time you've heard this. Do you listen to this
show?
I know,
we have spoken about it before. But the thing is I always think of those things, is that you either know it or you don't. And it's not...
That's among the most fatuous things you've ever said, Lucy.
No, but...
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, but what I mean is it's not necessarily intellect that you would know the million-dollar question.
Right.
It's just these questions randomly pop up and they either fall within your general knowledge or they don't.
Yes, quite right. There's not something... They're not puzzles to work out.
No.
You don't swivel the heat of your intelligence onto them. You either know it or you don't, as you so correctly said.
But if you were asked
a question...
And
I jumped down your throat when you said it. Shame on me.
I know.
On the day after Jesus' birthday as well.
Yeah, be nice. I've got a cup of tea in here for you as well.
Lovely cup of tea. Can't wait to have that. Yes.
I bet. Did you hear that in the news? People were queuing outside Selfridges from 5 in the morning.
5 o'clock in the morning. Say what? 10% on a pair of culottes.
Yeah, so basically
what's the point of that?
Ruined Christmas Day to get up early in the morning. Why would you do that?
That's true, yeah. I hadn't thought that through. 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean, that means that you would have to have been up at 3.
Yeah.
Because you had to have a little shower and some
tea.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Nice cup of tea. Which I'm still waiting for, by the way. Don't mind me.
Would you like it now? I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, and you'd have to get in your car, I suppose.
Yeah, no congestion
charge. Yeah, that's true. Find somewhere to park.
Free.
Free today. We're hoping. If it's not, then our cars won't be there when we come out.
Oh. That's a cheery thought, isn't it? We're walking.
Yeah. And queue up from 5 o'clock in the morning. That just seems crazy to me.
So you'd have to go to bed at what? 9 o'clock last night. Night, yeah. Everyone. I'm going to bed for the sales.
And the discounts won't have been that great, surely. I mean, they're not giving stuff away, are they? I mean, they're still going to make a profit.
The only thing I can think is that you'd go to buy a load of stuff to sell, maybe, on eBay or something. If you were trying to scoop up some bargains to make some money.
What's that?
That's me answering the phone.
Oh, right.
See how women can do lots of things.
I know. My mind's boggling. This is LBC.
London's LBC 97.3. 0870
9090 973.
Nick Abbott.
What are these? A little flapjacks. Did you make them yourself?
No.
Oh, good.
It looks like they could have been, though, doesn't it?
I know, I'm very suspicious. But they were bought, because we don't want anything that was homemade here. We only want things that came in boxes.
It came in a tub. From a listener, wasn't it, Alex?
What?
Only joking.
I wonder if Ian Lee would eat things that... I mean, he wants to meet the general public. Would he eat things that the general public would have sent in?
No, I think that's one of his rules. Never eat or drink.
Meat, and don't eat.
Yeah.
And he doesn't eat meat.
Right.
Well, that rhymes.
See, I can't eat that now, because that would be rude, eating on the air.
Actually, yeah, that wouldn't sound very good.
No, it wouldn't, no.
Especially as they're OT, so you'd be chewing quite a lot.
It would sound like the listener was inside my mouth. It's awful.
It wouldn't sound like 2 minutes of eating three cream crackers.
No, I was just going to say, a bit similar to that, really.
Hey, Lurkio.
Hello.
How are you?
Another day in paradise.
Just happy over at your place, eh?
Hmm? Oh, no, working.
Working?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Chauffeur.
A chauffeur?
Chauffeur.
Right, you're a cab driver.
Right, glorified.
So you're an actual chauffeur?
Well, yeah.
What kind of...
No, it's glorified, you know, cab driver. Yeah, no, it was just going back to what you were saying about the Christmas sales.
Yeah.
Because parking wouldn't have been really that freely available in central London.
Go on.
Really. It would have been free, but you've still got a limited number of spaces. So I'd imagine quite a few people would have had to have got a cab down.
You know what? I've found a parking space, because sometimes I drive into my other job, which is near, Leicester Square. Well, it's in Leicester Square. And I found a parking space that's almost always there about 30 yards from Trafalgar Square. Can you believe it?
Really?
It's almost, I'm practically guaranteed to be
Orange.
Free every day.
Orange Street, is it?
Orange?
Orange Street?
I don't know that one. I don't know what the street's called. And if I did, I certainly wouldn't tell you, because it wouldn't be there every day anymore, would it? But it seems like I've struck a rare gold.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of town, there's a parking space that seems to be always empty.
Well, I want that one, then.
I know.
It's not a secret.
Yeah, keeping it a dead secret, yeah.
Yeah, but these people that go down for the sales or whatever, because there'd have been no public transport that time in the morning, cab fares would be double for yesterday and today.
Are you in a black cab?
No.
Right, because I think mini cabs were double, because I know somebody who went to Heathrow Airport, cost him 50 quid.
Where's
what a
is?
Rip that is. I'm not likely to tell you that.
Okay. Well, ordinarily at 25 quid, it can't be, you know, that far away from Chiswick.
But I think that black cabs weren't double time, were they? They were just like there's an extra 3 quid or something. Mind you, their prices are so astronomical anyway. They barely need the cash, do they? Swimming in it,
well,
they are.
No, this is it. Go to work in the morning, play golf in the afternoon.
We're going to have a lot of furious cab drivers on the phone any minute now. Let's not give the number out. So were you working yesterday?
Yeah. Came out for a bit yesterday. Come out for a little bit today. So I'm just waiting on one now, going out to the airport, and then one coming back in again.
And let me ask you this.
Go on.
Were people so full of festive cheer that they were tipping you like money was going out of style?
Oh, heck no, it's all on account.
Account. Account customers are absolutely the worst, am I right? Yes.
Yeah, no, not really, actually. Because I feel, well, there's good and bad swings and roundabouts, but, yeah, I think if it's the cash customers, they can be a little bit too blasé, they don't really care, and so on and so forth. So, I think it's a better class of annoyance, really.
Well, yeah, they're more likely to be wearing a suit and less likely to chuck up in the back of your car, but they will not ever tip you.
Oh, no, it's part of the service. Sometimes they do grats.
Because I used to have an account cab at another place.
Mm-hmm.
And you get in the back, and at the end of the journey, you just sign your name. No money was ever involved. And so if you're not giving any money, then you don't feel obliged to tip. Whereas if you were paying cash for your cab, you'd add an extra 10-20%, whatever it is, right?
Yes and no, because with this, you've always got the opportunity to put down gratuities.
But the company that's paying for the bill would look askance at an extra charge for gratuities. That's not your that's surely something you should take care of yourself. It's like if I was in finance of a major corporation and we had a bill for 100 grand come in for our cab account, and 20% of that was just people adding extras, I'd flip my lid.
Yeah, but I would imagine that not everybody would be in a position to do gratuities on the actual account itself. So I'd imagine it would probably be vice presidents and up.
And when was the last time someone spoke to God in the back of your seat?
It's been a few years, actually.
Really?
Yeah. The more you do it, the more experience you get. So when you start to see the warning signs, the window can go down and the Labrador impersonation can start.
When their eyes start looking in two different directions, then you know it's time to pull over, yeah.
Yeah, and also when they start sort of, moaning and groaning and mumbling to themselves as they sort of lay back or, sort of head back with their eyes closed, because you know that a whitey is forthcoming. And their world is spinning rather violently. There is that tornado going on inside their head.
At which point it would be a festival of mumbling and grumbling, it sounds like, in your cab, because you don't sound, you know, full of festive cheer to me, mate. Yeah, you're one of these cabbies when you get in, it's like, oh, blimey, it's been awful today, mate. Traffic is like, oh, you're not going up the East End, oh, nightmare up there.
No, that's the black cabs, and they don't go serving the river, Governor. They don't go serving the river.
No, they don't.
No, this is,
unless it's Putney.
This is, well, yeah. Uh-huh.
Chiswick, they'll go to Chiswick, and they might go to,
Chiswick's not really south of the river, really, is it?
Isn't it?
No.
It wends and weaves so much, it's hard to tell which is north and which is south.
Yeah, and you can't even do it with a south-west postcode, either. Because, Phlegm, south-west 6, that's north of the river.
Phlegm? Oh, Fulham.
Phlegm. Fulham, yeah, Phlegm. Yeah.
Isn't that charming? I'm glad, so glad you called.
Southwest 7, which is South Kensington, and that's north. Southwest 10, Southwest 3, they're both north.
Always run out. He's filling in for Mr. Lister while we're waiting for his call. Well, when are you off then, Lurkia?
What do you mean, off? Finishing work?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably about 2 hours.
Only,
well, like I said, I mean, I'm just waiting for the passengers to come downstairs, so I've got one going out. One
and because you're on account, they'll let you wait and wait and wait, because it's got, it's, doesn't make no difference to them.
Don't make no difference to me, because today and yesterday, £38 an hour waiting time, so they can, as long as they want.
Did you hear that? 38 quid an hour just to wait?
Yeah.
We're in the wrong job, Luce.
Yeah, some people spend 3 or 4 years doing a degree for that sort of thing.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. A degree in leisure or,
hairdressing to get into banking.
Yeah, exactly. Well, best of luck, Lurkio, and top of the new year and all that jazz. All right.
Right back at you, sir.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
This is LBC 97.3.
Nick Abbott.
Oh, no. I thought I had longer than that.
It was bad timing, wasn't it?
I went an inch.
You stuffing your face.
An inch wide cube of
oats.
Oaty loveliness.
Buttery. Mmm. It's absolutely delicious. Where'd you get this from?
M&S.
Oh. Not Sainsbury's or Tesco's. M&S, you say?
Other supermarkets are available.
It's not just food. It's M&S food.
That didn't sound sexy.
Someone should calm that woman down. It's only dinner. Here is, Westminster. Hey, John.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
I'm all right, mate.
Good. I've just been to Oxford Street today shopping. I just wanted to correct you about there were queues at Selfridges. The queues were actually for Gucci within Selfridges. You know, there's like an area that sells Gucci, I think, handbags and stuff. And there were queues going right round the corner with, guys in high visibility jackets, like chaperoned. And it was just a load of people excited about getting a Gucci handbag.
What is it with Gucci?
I don't know.
That creates such queues. If I swear, if you go down Bond Street, I think all the major fashion houses start their sale on the 27th, right?
Yeah.
I absolutely guarantee it. You go down Bond Street on the 27th, and there'll be a line a mile long outside Gucci and outside no other shop. What is it about that store that makes people go crazy?
They were all fat and ugly.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
They're not the kind of people that Gucci have in their advertising, you know, like glamorous Kate Moss type people.
Well, so nobody that's that thin can afford it.
People making up for their, you know, lack in other areas by buying designer stuff.
Well, there's a lot of truth in that, I think, yes.
But a lot of places were shut. Marks and Spencer's was shut, and it wasn't a great day to go shopping, to be honest. Is it back to normal tomorrow?
I've got no idea. It's the 27th tomorrow, so it'll be, yes, it'll be, insane out there.
Okay, thanks, Nick, that's all I had to say.
And so you went into, the shop itself, right?
I went into Selfridges, yeah, I had to go and buy some stuff from the basement, but I just passed the Gucci bit and there was, like, unbelievable queues outside, and they're all excited and they're the guys with the walkie-talkies,
50% off a glittery piece of...
don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, when I was in New York a few years back, there was, like, a Gucci bath towel, and it was $150. And I was like, what the... You know, why?
It's because, well, the reason that they do the things like that is because people want something with that label on it.
Yeah.
And they can't afford a £1,000 coat, so they either go and buy the sunglasses. This is why the companies do exactly that. This is why they're all in perfume, because they send out these dresses that cost £10,000, which no one will buy, of course, but they, on the back of it, people are talking about it. And then they'll, when they go to, you know, the discount perfume shop, that name will spring out off the shelf at them, and they'll go and spend £30 on a product that actually cost £1 to make and £2 to box. Yeah.
I'm from Newcastle, and we have the same thing there, but it's with Burberry. You know, the checkered design. Everyone there has the Burberry scarves, and they always wear it so that the label's showing, and it just looks pathetic.
They must have been very upset about this, Burberry. I mean, it's done well for their bottom line, right enough, but they've become the chav label of choice, which is not the kind of thing that you want if you were trying to establish yourself as an upper-class business.
I see it more in the north than the south, and I think they stopped making the Burberry baseball caps because that became associated with the hooliganness.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, you managed to escape. Now you're down here with, you know...
Now I'm down in London paying like £500 a day rent. It's great. I love it.
You can't afford to eat or go out, but at least you're with, you know, people who aren't dressed in tartan from head to foot.
Yeah.
And people who actually wear coats in the winter.
Yeah, that's true. If you go to the big market on a Friday night, people, well, girls especially, they wear like nothing.
Yeah.
Very short skirts.
A piece of dental floss that they're using as a dress. Yeah.
On DAB and online, this is LBC 97.3.